For the month of November, the JIS will highlight young people who have defied the odds, gone against the flow to start their own businesses. In the face of adversity, they are rising to higher heights. This is Uprising.
I'm a living while I'm living to the Father.
Andrew McKinley is a young man on a mission. Born and raised in Kingston, Andrew has always been fascinated by business. He is the youngest of four boys born to two tenacious parents who were also entrepreneurs. As a child, his holidays were spent helping to run the family business.
Summers where everybody would be at movies and beach and having fun. Myself and my three brothers, we had to be working. And, you know, at the time we were upset. However, eventually we see how important it was.
A natural passion developed. As early as prep school, he started his own business selling cupcakes in his community. And then when he graduated to Jamaica College, it was business as usual. At 17 years old, he and his like-minded friends formed a group called the NSO Group because they believed they were of a new school order. After high school, Andrew worked with his mother in another venture, repairing windshields for companies like the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC. The young entrepreneur soon launched into the event planning business with his friend and hosted his first event, Diffusion, in 2003. Maybe a little too soon.
A friend of mine, he had said to me, "Yo, I could put on a little party, no?" So I was just thinking about just inviting a few friends, having some drinks and some food, and we just enjoy the day until I hear him talking about, "Yeah, man, we can get light, you know, we can get some DJs." So we did the event, a nice event. However, nobody was there. It was basically a flop.
While others would throw in the towel, Andrew learned all he could from the experience and commended himself for an event well planned, even if there was no one to see it. The experience was too much for his business associate, and soon, Andrew was flying solo. He gave event planning another shot, and soon, news of his expertise spread far and wide. He turned NSO into a brand and managed events for various companies. He has worked with names like Junior Reed, George Nooks, and Voicemail. Today, Andrew has settled into his own business with its subsidiaries and attributes his accomplishments to the Almighty.
God, you know, is God, because at the end of the day, I could have given up. However, I just had a passion to just continue. I don't know what it is to just throw in the towel.
He also points to the signs of marketing as a major contributor to the success of his endeavors. Sometimes it would prove difficult to find wholesome family events. But it wasn't that these never existed. They just weren't being promoted. True to his nature as an entrepreneur, he looked for ways to fill the gap. Thus, in 2013, the new NSO subsidiary, Gospel Link Up, was launched.
For me, I wanted to know when the latest gospel events were happening, but I didn't know. I had to be calling a few artists I knew at the time to be asking them to be following up. So I realized that there are people out there that are thirsting to know what's happening, but they don't really know where to go. So we launched a company called Gospel Link Up, where we promote and capture the latest happenings in gospel music and events.
He has worked with Carlene Davis, DJ Nicholas, Omari, and others under his music production line, NSO Productions. And today boasts an accomplished repertoire as a producer and studio manager. The NSO Group is responsible for the annual Jamaica Family Fest, held every Heroes Day, and an education fair where high school students are guided in their steps towards tertiary education. You may find the NSO Group or Gospel Link Up on Facebook and Instagram, or call 836-7355. Join us next week to hear more about young Jamaican entrepreneurs growing their own empires on Uprising. I'm Vanessa Silvera.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.